Oh, if something is just, well, it's not a great distance off, you say it's only a
short way.
Mm-hmm. And if something is a great distance off, you say it's a
long way.
If you'd
excuse me just a minute.
Yes, indeed.
Babe, where are you?
If you've had something, and then let's say you're all out, somebody says, do you have any? You say, no. And he says, do you have a little bit? You say, no, we don't have any.
At all.
Mm-hmm. See, I have to use my hands here. Oh.
Good dog. Didn't you, James?
You just can't say it.
Just sure can.
If we have a secret, we'd say, well, now this is just between
the two of us.
Mm-hmm. And if we're going someplace, we'd say, no, not one of us is going, but
the other one isn't?
Well, not just one of us is going. Both of us are going?
We are both going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I asked you about the yield on corn or not, did I?
Yes.
Or wheat or oats?
Mm-hmm. I don't know a thing about wheat and oats.
Mm-hmm. If a package comes for you and your husband and somebody says, who's this for? You'd say it's for
my husband and I.
Mm-hmm.
Or for Mr. and I. Mm-hmm.
And if Mr. is inside, and let's say you lock yourself out, you bang on the door and he says, who is it? You'd say it's
I guess I'd say it's me.
Mm-hmm. If somebody is exactly your height, somebody says, is he taller than you? You'd say, no, he's as
tall as I am.
Mm-hmm. If somebody can do something particularly well and you can't do it as well, you say, well, let him do it because he can do it
better than I am.
Mm-hmm. And if you're walking with somebody and you don't want to go another step, the person wants you to go another half mile, you say, I'm sorry, but this is
as far as I'm going.
If we have something here that, let's say there are four of us sitting around. We divide this into piles. We'll say, now, this pile is
yours.
That means this fellow and me.
Mm-hmm.
And this pile over here is
ours.
Mm-hmm. These pronouns are hard to get. What I'm looking for is you all.
You all.
And this sort of thing. If there's been a party or something and you want to know about the people who were there, what would you ask? Let's say you hadn't been able to go. And
who all was there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to find out what they did, what would you ask?
What did they do?
Mm-hmm. If a man has been whittling and he cuts his finger, somebody says, who cut him? You say, nobody cut him. He cut
himself.
Mm-hmm. And if a fellow and his wife has built a house all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, who helped him? You say, nobody helped them. They did it all by
themselves.
Mm-hmm. There go those hands again. Pretty good when you're trying to get pronouns
That's
and use
right.
your hands.
That's right.
If you have a recipe that calls for, say, 4 pounds of flour and you cut this in half, then you'd use what?
2 pounds. Gee, what would I use 4 pounds of flour for?
Dasher's coming in, maybe, huh?
Sure, it might be.
If